Crunch time now, getting into the Kippur, the Slichus. So we did Nisei Avon. Hashem carries the Avon, which means he's able to take off the taiva, the averes that we do based on taiva, and say that they're not really the avos. They're not really that's Nisei, they're not really indicative of that we're crooked. Really deep down, there's a yashrus there, v'fesha. And he takes away our merida, which is based on our decision to do the wrong thing. And then he's able to find within us the true desire to do the right thing. Then there's v'chata, which is shoygeg, which seemingly you would think shoygeg is easier. Shoygeg is the very you do by accident. So what's the corresponding mida? In the term, in the you go in the Midas Micha, which we read on Shabbos, Asher Nishbata Lavi Seinu. So there's an extra chiddush here in Asher Nishbata Lavi Seinu. Asher Nishbata Lavi Seinu is like this. Oh, you want to? Is that an okay? Yeah, no. Asher Nishbata Lavaseinu is an extra chiddush. The extra chiddush seems like that. Okay. So the way okay, it's connected, but basically Asher Nishbata Lavaseinu and don't there's just the Vachata says like this that when someone does something b'shoygeg, so what part of the Avera did they really do? They don't have the desire to do the Avera, they make the decision to do the Avera. So what do? They only have the Maisa Aveira. That's the whole problem. So you say, fine, look, you didn't mean it. I get it, but the Maisa, you did it. So you have the Maisa on your shoulders. So the Chiddush of that he's Noisi of even Chata, it's a bigger Chiddush. Greater Midah is the Chata. That means he looks at it like you didn't even do it. Even the Maisa itself, not just intent. Till now, Hashem looks, okay, we thought Hashem could take away the intentions. It turns amazing into a shogeg. Tshuva meira. It takes away the merida of it. It takes away the type of it, but we still see the foundation, the basis that we're still clean. Okay, it's very good, but lemaisa, you also did something. There's an extra chiddush chata, even though it sounds like it's less of a chiddush. Okay, it's more of a chiddush. So well, even after he makes it into shogeg, he's going to clean the shogeg also. But what does it mean to take away the shogeg? Not only are we so beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the way he created us is to be made to him, and he's willing to look at us based on the Maisa Avos that we have good intentions, but even the Etzem Chet is like we didn't do it. Even the Maisa itself without the intentions is like we didn't do it.
Only in a shogun, we only tell a shogun them? Or is he taking it?
No, you say it's
It's
built up.
built up.
It's built up. It's nice. Of fasha, and Hashem takes the mezidim. There's two types of mezidim, avon and fasha, and he turns them. Key, look, it's a shoygeg. Like, no, he didn't have those intentions. It wasn't the bad intentions. Okay, but what's left when you didn't have it without intentions, like a shoygeg? Like, okay, but you did it. So the chiddush of v'chata is a bigger chiddush. Hashem now says, no, it's like I don't even look at it like you did it. B'chol. Even the shoygeg part. What's the shoygeg part? The shogeg part is all you're accountable for is the actual maaseh, not the intentions involved, because you never have bad intentions. But when you do something, you got to be held
So
responsible.
start only with the shogeg.
What?
It's only someone who starts with a real shogeg.
I
That
know,
do
but there's
that.
a chiddush that you could have a an hanhaga of your gemilas on shogeg, because what am I
Yes.
going to look? What's your
Yes.
baseline? I'm trying to get to the baseline. The baseline is you're a good guy. Okay, good guy. You messed up. So you have some stuff that you have to work on. So the chiddush v'chata, Hashem is even noisy the ma'isa alein and takes it off. Hashem looks at it. Why? Because even the ma'isa doesn't really. Is not appropriate for who you are. You're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Therefore, the true Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov has in it so much that they're so good that they can't even do a maisa that's wrong. I did it as a one-off, whatever. He doesn't look at it like even the maisas are maisa. That's a chiddush of inake of a chata. That's why, if you look at the Gemara Roshana on there, in the middle,
What's the Mida Micha again on this?
oh, Asher Nishbat Alav. So the Nishbat Alav is you have to know what exactly, but Asher Nishbat Alav means is that it's basically we can never break it. There's nothing we can do. Shavua means a Shavua is bigger than a bris. It's bigger than haftacha. A shavua means that it can never be broken. It means because you made a shavua with us, there's nothing we can do to mess that up. Hashem nishbat alav v'seinu. You swore to the Ovis. So the hanhaga that you swore to the Ovis says you're going to look at us like a function. You're going to look at us. Excuse me. You're going to look at us like those that you made a shavua to. And since you made a shavua with us, there's nothing that we can do. That really is going to get to the is going to be considered a problem for us. So here it says, let's say this. Oh, here. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it right now. But basically, the point is that it's a build-up. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Avonis and the Pshoim, he turns it into Chatoim, and then even the Chatoim, which Abishai gave, because it was Nishbat Alav. So therefore, we can never. There's nothing that we can do to break that. That's what the Talmud Torah says that Nishbat Alav is that Nishbat Alav Hagunim. So. He's not explaining so much, but the point is that it's based on the Shavua. So Hashem's Midah of Rachmanis says that he created the world with the Midah of Hashem Nishbat Alav Seinu, that we have a Shavua that's not breakable, and therefore even Chatoim are not going to be looked at as if we did that Maisa. He's going to carry even the Maisa.
Why is that a bigger chiddush
Because it's one thing to say that. I'll take away your bad intentions. Again, you didn't mean it, but Liza fixed the problem. Everyone comes, I didn't mean it. Okay. Well, Liza, it's broken. Liza, you did something. So chiddush chata, in a way, chata is a bigger chiddush. You're starting off with a less of a problem, but to say that it's like even the mice is not Messiah's dust.
Only been on the back was
No, Chaver is different. I don't know. I don't know how you're giving me this works with Mel Chaver. Chaver, until you. Now, the Gemara says that you can't do tshuva on Bein Adam LeChaver, right, if you're still holding the gezel. I don't know if this is connected to tshuva. This is something else. The only midah which requires tshuva of these Yud Gimel midah, this is the 13th one, Benake. Rashi says L'shavim, Beinu Menake L'shenim Shavim. Rashi said, we'll see in a minute. Naki requires tshuva, but the other midah doesn't say a word about tshuva.
What does it mean that Hashem created the world to be like Hashem Shabbat Lavi
mean, he
Seinu?
was looking for, I guess, I mean, there's this Tava that the people that he made a Shavuot with, he's going to be Mekusha with.
Saying that was going to happen for 2,500 years,
Right, but I
right?
guess
Saying
it was a chiluk of the Hatava Kadosh Baruch Hu that is going to be
to be a
this that requires the Bria
Bria.
requires that that's going to have a shvu with him. So okay, now the last one is Vinake. So well, tomorrow we'll get into exactly, but I'll just say tonight. What's the Torah and Zohar's Pshat of Vinake? It's different than he's going to say in the Gaon, in the Malach. But he says, but the going, he says an unbelievable shlav on top of it. Zok ter mitzvara v'nakei, Hashem cleans us. Zok ter, because it comes a time that the Lord Shabbos says that it could be tumas chus avos. Eventually, this chus avos is gone. So we're in bad shape.
I thought suppose it's a shvur.
Tosis says on Shabbos that the Zchus Avos is Tama, the Bris Avos is never Tama. But there's something called Zchus Avos. So he says, if you don't have Zchus Avos, what do we have? So we have the Shavuot, like you said. But he says apparently.
Alafim is not great. Which comes after that? There is that safe.
Right. So I'm saying Tosis asks his Kasha. Tosis in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos says that there's a certain time that it's Tumah Chus Avos. What is the Gemara? So Gemara says that it's Tumah Chus Avos. But Tosis asks Akasha, how's the Tumah Chus Avos? We say, okay, Avos. So Tosis says, Chus Avos Tumah. Tumah Chus Avos. Omer ben Tam, the Chus Avos Tumah, but Bris Avos lay Tumah. I don't know if it's a steer. There's a bris of it. But he's saying, Be'etzem, past Hashem. He himself is saying, the term is for himself. After the meat of Hashem Nishbat Alav Yisenu, there's a shlav after that that it could be that we're so far beyond that we need a schosavis and we don't have the schosavis. Even though, according to Tosis, the bris of this was never Tama. I don't know. I don't know how you could reach that level. I'm not sure. I hear what you're asking, but that's what he says. Hari mitzad atzman enam haguim, and they don't have a schus avos anymore. So he says that there's another mitzvah of Hanake, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at the person and say, "You used to be."
What's the difference between the Skosavos and Brisavos?
So it's a good question. Bris avos means that there's a relationship that we can't break. Chus avos is, let's say, right? Let's say your father did a good thing for someone. So because of that, they're nice to you, right? Okay, so they're nice to you once, twice, three times. Eventually, that's it. I paid him back already. But then there's another thing. He loved your father, so he loves you because you're your father's son. Nothing to do with that, what he did for him. So you're still his father's son, right? You always will be. Doesn't make a difference what the father did. So bris avos is that we're bnei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That will last forever, because we are. And there was a bris that I'm going to have a relationship with your children. The zchus avos is because they did mitzvahs and they had zchusim. Hashem looks at us differently also. So that could run out. So Torah Dvar says even if that runs out and we need extra zchuyos, so where are we going to get that from? So he says, Hashem will look at each person and say, I will count off all the mitzvahs you did in your life and I'll use that for your schos. Because everyone has something good about them that I could go back to. This is a new chiddush. Zecharti lo chesed neurayich. He's going to remember the schos of Klal Yisrael, not the avos. But if you're a member of Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael has enough mitzvahs that I can use for your bank account.
Is that as a whole or as an
Yes.
individual?
No, as a whole. He says like this. He says, "Ubeze Hashem makes an extra treasure house of all the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, and he digs into that when we need. And Hashem will dig into our own ma'aser." So this is the 13th midah, is that as long as you're a member of the Jewish people, then you have a credit. You have credit, and Hashem will use the credit if need be.
Now, is that a member of the Jewish people, as in you had a bris, or is that a member of the Jewish people as an active participant?
I don't sound like it takes that much. I don't know if a person shakes it off completely and whatever, but a person's basically, more or less a part of it, then it sounds like they could access this credit line. So therefore, Hashem is guaranteed that there'll always be v'nachis. Okay, this is his pshat. Tomorrow we'll see the gross pshat. Tomorrow's what day? Tuesday. And then we'll hopefully see Maral and Rabbi Sosa's pshat. So we see what to do. Okay. Scratch. Scratch.